yo, back. Episode 4, Blam Blam
Ring. Number 4, yo, Blam Blam Podcast.
I'm fucked up. I just said radio and shit, but we a podcast. We lit already. You know, more fire.
Yo, we got a soundboard. So we finally got a soundboard. We might OD on y'all today. Because we don't know what the fuck might happen.
Word. Facts. Horn for that, yo.
Yo, what we getting into today? What strain are we on right now?
Okay, so right now, this strain is called Alpine Star, and some might know it as Alpine OG, because this shit is fire. What we're pairing it with today, this album, is John Legend.
Exactly what we are right now.
Get Lifted. Can we get some points for that? Exactly what we are
right now.
This album has everything that makes up a classic. You know, yet again, it's another album that you can go through and not skip a track.
None.
You know, and we usually pick out our favorites. And as always with these classics, it's so hard to pick three tops.
It is. That's the challenge. That's a part of the challenge and uniqueness of what we do. It's, yeah, we break it down. We break the music down from our perspective. But to pick from a classic album of this big of an artist with this debut album to pick three songs each.
Word.
Yo, I had to change my mind a couple times.
And that's a fact. I had to change my mind quite a few times. You know, I might have, you know, one or two honorable mentions at the end, maybe, if I feel like it.
Maybe.
But, you know what I'm saying? Really hard to pick three. But this strain that we doing it with, which I said is Alpine Star, a.k.a. Alpine OG.
Yeah.
Is an indica dominant strain, which is a nice, relaxing body buzz type high.
Yo, for real, my neck feel like spaghetti again.
Mad spaghetti. I'm just chilling. It's like I'm in a painting and I'm outlined from the painting. Like my body is standing out from it. But it's just cool. So I'm just going to the effects real quick. You know what I'm saying? First off, automatically, you're going to feel relaxed. You definitely going to need that after a long day, long weekend.
That's the truth.
Since this album is called Get Lifted, we are definitely uplifted, which is, you know, a 95%.
Excuse me?
95% on the charts.
Wow.
You know, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, if I'm a little slow right now, because this shit is
mad chill right now. We definitely used this before we started to record.
Facts.
Yo.
Facts. So the next trait that you'll get out of it is euphoria. You'll get a euphoric feeling.
What's that word again?
Like everything is all happy, happy, joy, psychedelic type shit. You know. Then you get this tingly feeling, which is a huge 89%. I'm surely feeling the body buzz. I'm just chilling. And then, you know, close at the bottom, you get real creative, which is 75% on the chart. And I got to tell you, we were discussing this, and then we sidetracked into a whole nother subject that we're going to branch in a little later. But definitely creative. There's so many ideas that pop up. You will analyze a lot of things more thoroughly. And this is the right strain for all of that. Especially relaxation, which is really important. You always want to de-stress and decompress from a long, hard day at work or dealing with kids or whatever the situation may be. If you need to chill and relax and be in a great mood, this is your strain.
This is the perfect strain for that.
Word.
It's an indica. And a good way to remember indica is in the couch. Because that's exactly what I feel right now. I am in the sunken part of the couch. That was
fire right there.
Right now.
Indica, remember, in the couch.
In the couch.
In the couch. Fire. Yo. Fire.
And what a perfect strain to go with this legendary soothing sounds of John Legend, Get Lifted, because you're going to be calm and chill. You're going to get every feeling of every instrument played when you hear the songs on this album. Mm-hmm. Like, this, yo, I'm buzzed right now.
That's a fact. Yo, more fire for that.
Yo, I'm so buzzed right now. Like, yo, I feel really good.
That's a fact.
Relax.
So also, tell us what this is good for. Tell us the benefits of the strain, man. Tell us what...
I mean...
what the medical purposes are for this strain.
Definitely, like Pacino mentioned earlier, it can help calm you down. It can help mellow you out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you suffer from like headaches, maybe your job is stressing you, or maybe life, the world, you always got a headache. It's the good strain for that.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
We mentioned in one of the previous episodes how the world is so stressful. Mm-hmm. Depression is a factor. The tree, the cannabis, the weed is going to help you out with that. Alpine OG helps with depression.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
And even though it might be hard to get up off the couch, it might give you some munchies.
That's a fact.
Because it definitely helps with your lack of appetite. I got water and snacks on deck, ready to go.
That's a fact.
And top two medical benefits, weirdly enough, eye pressure. I know a lot of people get tension in their eyes.
That's true, looking at that screen all day.
Yeah, looking at that computer, that phone all day.
That phone too.
Helps with your eye pressure, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And then fatigue. You suffer from fatigueness, your body feeling, I can't even lift myself up. Yo, yeah, this calms you down, but it'll pick your ass right back up. Alpine Star, it's a heavy indica, man.
It is. Like, it really gets you. It makes you sit on the couch, and then all of a sudden, the couch just grow arms and hugs you and brings you in and say, just relax.
Yes.
It's okay. Fall asleep. You'll be great.
You'll be fine.
And that's what it's great for. But you also have side effects that go with it. You know, it helps with the headache, but it may cause a headache if you don't listen to your body and take that rest. That's the only way you can get a headache. Because I haven't experienced that yet, I usually just go down and chill and take a nap after that. You might feel a little antsy because, you know, it gives you this uplifting feeling. So it's like you're flying, but it's like you trying to come down, just relax. Take your time, watch something nice and soothing, listen to some John Legend like we was, and you'll be good. Otherwise, you get dry mouth, which is obvious. Have some water around, and dry eyes, you know, Visine for that. Get the red out.
That's what indicas do, man.
And you good, man. Just relax and enjoy. That's all there is to it. Can we get some horns for that, Chen?
Yo. So let's get into that album.
Definitely facts.
And we were talking earlier, and you said you had some fun facts on this album.
Oh, right. Actually, this was the first album that dropped on Good Music, which is Kanye's label. You know, I did a little research to see when. It was 2004. I remember when it came out. And I remember he was signed under Kanye West, but, you know, Kanye got a lot of artists out there and over the years and things like that. So I was like, let me see the order of everything, how everything dropped. And then I saw Get Lifted was first, and it went double platinum.
Yeah. Shout out to that.
Big shout out to that shit. Like we said, classic album, front to back, back to front. It was hard to pick three tracks that was the top, but I'm gonna just get into it.
Yeah, get in your first one.
So my first joint is Let's Get Lifted Again.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Gunshots for that shit too. That shit is so fire. See, it in this song, you really get to hear his range. Like, he takes his notes to another level in this song. Like, he bring the high notes and bring it back down. And the way how the melody and the arrangement of the music was put together on this track, it really takes you there to that level of highness, the liftedness. Lifted. Even without the herb, you listen to that song and it puts you in a great mood and it gives you hope and it uplifts you. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. That's my first joint up there. You know, it's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Like, it's just an amazing song. Mm. Like, the way how it was put together. So, on your list, Chan, what you got?
Well, the album is called Get Lifted.
That is true.
And this is a podcast about getting lifted.
Hey!
So, naturally, my first choice goes to Let's Get Lifted. Let's get cool. Put the horns on that. Put the horns on that. Put the horns on that, yo. Yo. Oh, Dean on the soundboard. We don't care. Yeah. Like, yo, he said, let's get lifted. From the moment I put my headphones in, I knew what he meant. Facts. That Let's Get Lifted, like, it's a double entendre.
Mm-hmm. Explain. Let's drop some signs.
If you follow the album from beginning to end, it's almost if he's singing to a specific person.
Right.
Or a specific woman. And that journey. And from the beginning, he tells you how that journey is going to work. Because it's like the building of a relationship or partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, yo, I'm about to go, and wherever I'm going is better than here. So you trying to roll? Let's get lifted.
Woo!
He's bringing you out.
Woo!
First line of the song.
Mm-hmm.
I've got something new for you. When it hits you, won't know what to do.
Woo!
Woo! And then I realized this is a double entendre. Because that's how I feel when I was smoking this Alpine Star.
Woo!
Like, when it hits you, you won't know what to do.
Fire.
So let's get lifted. We licking shots on John Legend today. Let's get lifted. That's my number one. Facts. Out of three top three tracks.
Facts.
I know you're getting tired of the same old thing.
Woo!
I'm gonna break the rules. Gonna change the game. Yo, let's get lifted, man. Y'all need to learn how to uplift your lives.
And that's true.
John Legend was speaking this
into existence.
Lift your life. Uplift your life, man.
Get it together. Be great. You know what I'm saying?
Baked.
And we baked in here. Let's have some horns for that. Alpine Star is real. So I'm gonna get into my next joint, which is So High. Now, another self-explanatory song, but it's deeper than that. Because he's you know, this song is dedicated to that special lady. And he's trying to go to a place only lovers go. To a spot that they never know.
Mm.
To the top of the clouds. We're floating away. That shit is crazy.
And that's smooth.
That's the bridge to bring you back in the song. And, you know, he met this individual that made him feel so great. Probably inspired him every day to do great things. to make him do better, make him be a better man. And he's appreciative of this. So and that high. Feeling, that euphoria he gets off of her.
So high.
Makes you so high. Horns for that.
Horns for that. That's another double entendre, John Legend. We know what you was doing.
And that's the thing, like, I always look for meaning in a lyric. Mm-hmm. Like when something is said, it has to have some type of weight behind it. And he definitely came with the weight behind these lyrics.
It wasn't meaningless.
And again, with the music, the way how everybody played the instruments, it was just so ill. More fire for that. More fire for the instruments.
The production on this
was so ill.
It was crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And I could relate, because, at some point in life, we all meet that special somebody that takes you to that level, that inspires you to go harder and to be better and to do stuff to get you to that next level, to get you so high that it feels like your feet is just scraping the sky, you know? So I definitely can relate to that song, and it's up there in my top, especially with the indica.
Yo. So high, man. You was smoking. John Legend was high, man.
Word. All the time.
He was professing his love and being high. I get it, man. I get it, John.
I see you. We see you.
Probably tried to quit. I'm going to my second track. My second track. Okay. Which was the first single off the album.
Oh, shit.
And I'm thinking he probably tried to, like, quit. And then it's like, I used to love you. Because in the lyrics, he's like, maybe I can't afford you. Because this shit ain't free. So it could be, yeah, he's singing about a woman that's into material things, that's into bread, that's into paper. And he's like, I went through the fire for you. But maybe I can't afford you.
More fire for that.
That fire. What's that fire? Maybe he's burning? Yo, he's smoking. This guy is. Yo, John Legend is smart. I just caught that. Damn.
That's
wow.
Ill. That's ill, right?
Yo.
That's ill.
Yo.
See, the creativity in the bud makes you peel the layers back.
Yeah.
And see the greatness that lies within.
Word. Because, like, he's talking about his love that he has for Shorty or the weed. Yeah. Maybe. Because in the second verse, he goes, maybe I should rob somebody. So we could live like Whitney and Bobby. Come on.
Yo.
He gonna rob somebody so he can have money to buy drugs.
Allegedly.
So they could live like Whitney and Bobby.
Yo.
Probably. My fault. My bad. My loss. You are above cost, and all I could do was love you. Yo.
How ill was that line, though?
Yo.
How ill was that?
Yo, you
when
are
you dissect
of course,
that.
Dissect that. He's telling you, like, yo, you're looking at all these diamonds and pearls and these fast cars, and this is not the life that I'm living or we living or you living, but that's what you see. And the flip side of that, when you peel it back, the character of a person that you are is not the value of who you are. It's not equal to the value of who you are, what you're trying to project yourself as. So you are above cost.
Professor Champ right here.
Yo, John Legend taught me the game.
Woo!
He was spitting on this. People need to go back and listen to this album. Yo! They need to go back and listen to this album.
They do.
Because He was not playing.
He was dropping so much jewels on shit.
It's like, he was not playing at all. You're right.
A lot of people missed it because they were into the to the beat and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, this sounds like, yeah, it's nice Kanye. And upbeat, but this is a real ass song.
Kanye killed that beat. I think he ran did. Out of Sour Patch.
Oh, Sour Patch dead. Sour Patch dead. Shoot it. Dead. But yo, that shit was real though. That's shout out to that track once again. That's a real one right there, man.
Word.
So I'm gonna get to this to my last choice, which is I think me and you agree on this one. Live it up.
Yo,
that track.
That's a track right there.
That track is pure perseverance.
Yep.
That shit is the definition, another definition of being uplifted.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you're coming from a real gutter place and you're making it. And there's no turning back. Cause once you put in that position, the only person that could fuck it up is you.
Yep.
So what you wanna know what really hit me on this song? When he came in the second verse and he started off, he said, yo, no more putting it on layaway, cause boo, I got the money today.
Today.
Come on, let's go to the mall and play. Let's go raise a toast to the days ahead. You can't take it with you when you're dead. You sure, might as well sure. enjoy it now instead.
Instead.
Yo, fire. Fire. That's all truth.
That gold digging chicken used to love you. She ain't have the foresight to see that it was going to come down the line. Now at the end of the album, because Used to Love You was in the beginning, they went on that journey, and he's like, yo, look at the benefits. Now we get to reap. Yo, John Legend is deep. John Legend is deep.
Yo, and that's crazy. And that's how you make a classic album. Everything connects. Mm-hmm. You can't just put out, like, scattered shit and call it an album like some people do.
Yeah.
Not going to drop no names, but fire for that shit. But that's how you make a classic album, that everything connected together. And when you bring it down, you see the end result of yep. everything that happened. You know, he started out in the album like, yo, I'm a wild dude. I'm out here being reckless. I got mad shorties. And then he's like, yo, towards the end, I'm gonna clean it up. Like, I can change, which is one honorable mention that got legendary Snoop Dogg on the track.
Legendary.
He's on the track, and it's like, after doing all that dirt, he said, yo, I could change. And then the rest of the album transitioned into other things, like real love and getting the family back together, getting that feeling yeah. to like, yo, I made it. I came through. I saw the opportunity. I went for it. Now I'm living a dream. Classic yo, shit.
Classic fucking album, man.
Classic
John
shit.
John Legend was the fucking man.
Word like, up.
They need to give respect to the legend.
Uh-huh.
And they also need to go back and listen. Because they don't make R&B like this anymore.
Yeah, man. You don't hear people really too tough singing from their gut. Like, no disrespect to the ones that's really doing it. Because you do have them out there, but they not shining that much light on them. Because they trying to, you know, push that market yep. out and away from, you know, what they really trying to do with pop shit. But, you know, like we said, like, everybody's in one certain lane with R&B right now. You don't have people who's bringing it from the gut, like,
right.
like, whoo, yeah, all types of crazy
singing from the belly. singing from the diaphragm, yo.
Word. missed that shit, but this album was well put together. Really hard. Oh, let's get into honorable mentions, matter of fact.
Yo, I gotta do my third.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
my bad, Chan. This Alpine got niggas smacked right now.
Smacked. I'm hungry. I want like pizza or something. All right. It's like mad carbs. But I will say, for my third joint, before we get into honorable mention, it's, I had to pick between two.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I learned your top three, I just took it off.
Oh,
so it was
that's
between,
why I was jumping the gun like that.
So it's between So High and She Don't Have to Know.
Mm.
And I'm going to go with She Don't Have to Know, and I'm going to tell y'all why.
Tell us why.
I'm going to tell y'all why. Other than the beat was crazy. I love the beat for that.
Facts.
But like, she's take you on a story, on a journey with this album from beginning to end.
Uh-huh.
Can't skip any tracks. Can't. You just can't. And this song, She Don't Have to Know, it's basically telling us about how he's stepping out on his girl, or the girl who's stepping out on her man.
Mm.
But it's all right because she don't got to know.
Oh.
But he does it in such a smooth R&B way that it's like, you'll be cool with it. Still in moments just to be with you. Yo, my man John Legend was out here. He was out here. This song is the like the Men Are Trash song and that we don't know about.
Word.
Like, we didn't know that John Legend had a Men Are Trash song. I wish, yo. That's how smooth he is in this song.
Word.
And it's like conversation we were saying before, how like that old soul music, the artist would sing and put all his heart out there.
Uh-huh.
Put everything out there, everything on the line.
Put his and nuts on the line.
Put your nuts on the line. We ain't doing that. We're not doing that in 2018. We're not. Be smart enough. But he put himself out here. He was like, yo, let's sneak out of town for 3 days. Go to DC and let's hold hands in public. Woo on, bruh.
Mad trash.
What are you doing? Yo, you're supposed to keep the side on the side only. Not sneaking out of town,
shit.
Going to DC for 3 days, holding hands in front of the White House. Like, nah, you're not supposed to do that, John. But you know what? I fuck with it because he was in love, man. He was in love with two women.
Damn.
That's what I deciphered. That's what I deciphered. Or.
Uh-huh. Another
because
theory.
Because we realized John Legend is on a lot of, like, drugs on this album. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
She Don't Have to Know could mean he's trying to sneak out of town for other drugs.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, the current drug that he's trying to quit don't gotta know about the other one, because she don't have to know. He's being sneaky.
That's
stealing moments just to be with you. Though it's wrong, it's hard to tell the truth.
Mm.
Yo, he might be on some shit. Yo, he might have been on this cannabis.
Mm.
Snoop is on the album. He might have been on the cannabis this whole time.
That could be a fact. Allegedly.
Yo. I'm just saying, man. That's
Damn.
My third one. She Don't Have to Know. John Legend
was,
get
that
lifted.
Ill. That was ill, bro.
Yo.
That was a tough analogy, yo.
The shit you decipher when you pair the right strain with the right music.
That is a fact.
Facts. Like, yo, get into your honorable mention.
My honorable mention? I'd have to say Refuge when it's cold outside, being that it, I don't know, it just sounds like a Christmassy song. Like every around the holidays, I always bump this song because it's like, it just have that warmth to it. Shit, the fucking song made me happy.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Nothing wrong with being happy, man.
Nothing wrong with being happy.
It's, yo.
It's great.
Look a horn for that. Look a horn for happiness.
For real. And yo, it's just like, get me in the mood to like chill with family on the holidays and shit with all the snow and the Hennessy hot chocolate.
That shit fuck up your stomach.
Nah, almond milk though. Almond milk. But yeah, but that's an honorable mention. Like the way how he sings on that song, throughout the whole album, I love the arrangement. I'm always talking about that shit, but it's just how it is. Yeah, that's just a happy ass song for me.
Yeah,
especially man. Smoking this strain, this Alpine.
Nothing wrong being happy, yo.
Word.
If I could get into my honorable mention.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to say, because now I have this theory that he was talking about drugs for the whole album. I Can Change with Snoop Dogg.
Woo!
My man went on a roller coaster. You Were Above Cost. He was sneaking out of town to hold your hand. He was dirty, man. But then he said, you know what? I could change. Look back and all I've done to you, my biggest regrets, the things that I could never could do. Come on, man. Come on.
Poetry.
Even in the bridge, he goes, I won't get high if you want it. Get that straight 9 to 5 if you want it. He was a pothead. He wasn't going to work. He was just staying home getting high, which is okay.
Allegedly.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yo.
Snoop is on the track. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. You know.
You know
it's getting up lifted. There. But you know, and in that point in the album too, that's when he said, I can change, that's when, you know, everything shifted, like we said, how it was put together. That's from that point, it went to a shift, like for him stopping all the bullshit and getting right with his girl, getting right with the family, and getting to that next level. You know, it's a hidden, not hidden because it's blatant, but you really got to look at it. It's a message in this entire album that, yo, in order to get to the next level, you have to drop all that negative shit and get your shit right. Get yourself together and have clean, positive energy, because that's the only way you could level up truly and stay happy. Because a lot of dudes do grimy stuff, they get to where they want to get, and then they meet their downfall because that shit come back to bite them in the ass. So, get lifted. Get lifted to the next level.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing wrong with getting lifted, man. This album's a classic. It's a great one, we told you. You know what I'm saying? Man, still lit.
Word. Yes.
Still lit. Looking all the ear horns today, man.
Cause yo, this strain is the truth, man. Like, you see us, we kind of veering off here and there, but it's just so many things that's just opening up to everything else, man. Like, fuck it, I'm rambling.
Yo, you got some words of wisdom. You got some knowledge.
You know I always drop this food for thought. Let's do it.
For thoughts? Yo, we got the soundboard now, but we got to get an intro. We got to get a theme song for food for thought. I'm going to find a theme song for food for thought. Yo,
that shit is hell. We're going to figure that out.
Word.
In the meantime, in between time, me drop this little food to, you know, calm the appetite of the thoughts, the brains. So I remember, shout out to my brother Mo Pierre. Where he at, yo?
Where he at, man?
He chilling, but I remember this. I dropped this line on him years ago when we were talking about, you know, relationship stuff and whatever. And being that this album is about getting his life together and getting with the right shorty and doing right by her, I thought of that line that I dropped on him back then and never left my head. And the line goes like this. It's like, yo, leave your baggage at the door. We on another flight. Now, if you sit there and think about that, it's like anytime you start a new relationship or you just getting to know somebody, it's a whole new journey. Now, in order for that journey to be a positive and a great journey, you got to leave all the bullshit that you had before in the last relationship or situationship that you got out of. Gotta
get over it.
Because you could bring that negative energy in and totally ruin whatever positive things you're supposed to reap.
You gonna block your blessings.
You gonna fat yo.
Stay saying that. Don't block your blessings. You gonna
block
baby.
Your blessings like that. So
shit.
Whatever. I know we're all human and we all put that guard up because we don't want to get hurt. You know, we want to protect ourselves out here.
Protect yourself at all times.
You don't want to go through the ins and outs and all the same bullshit that you went through before.
Yeah.
So, you just leave all that other shit and trust in yourself and trust in that person that whatever bridge y'all going to cross is going to get y'all to the next destination or the next flight that y'all take as y'all get lifted. Trust in that. Trust in that person.
Trust in the energy. You gotta be able to move from one place to the next, from one step to the next step. You can't walk and move both of your feet at the same time.
Can I drop fire on that?
Yo, drop some fire on that, man. Don't block your blessings, man. Take care of yourself. Have knowledge of self. Talk to yourself. Learn yourself. So that way, you can analyze situations before you move forward. Because a lot of y'all be too hasty. Y'all bringing in some shit from the past. Trying to fuck with me and shit. Like, leave me alone, first of all.
Yo, Tango in it. Let's go, baby.
Leave me alone.
Let's go, baby.
And then, that shit got nothing to do with me. Stop making assumptions. Because you got energy issues you got to deal with. You got to erase what's holding on to your back and pulling you back. It's not physically there, but it's within you. You got to erase all that before you move forward. Or you want to block your blessings. And if you block your blessing, if I'm your blessing and you block me, which is your blessing, and then you figure your shit out, don't come to me. Just leave me alone. Like... Sorry.
Professor Champ going in, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry. I'm just saying.
and what you're saying is right.
That should
leave that baggage at the door. We're on another flight.
Ooh.
Trust and believe in the process. Like, if you're ready to build, if you're ready to get focused, if you're ready to get lifted to that next level, then leave that baggage at the door.
Word.
Because we on another flight.
Fuck with us, yo. Blam Blam Podcast.
Blam Blam!
So we out of here. We getting out of here. Maybe we gonna hang around. I don't know what we doing, man. But thank y'all for listening and sharing and subscribing, yo. Episode, what was this, 4?
4.
Oh, shit. Yo,
one next, more, we on Spotify.
More, and then we on Spotify.
Lit
out here. All right, yo.
Deuces. Holla at you.